Hi, it's Susanna Jarrett here. Today is a big day for Susan and for us all here at Well-Trained Mind Press. Susan's newest book, published by W.W. Norton, comes out today, The Well-Trained Mind Essential Edition. At the same time, we at Well-Trained Mind Press are releasing a new subscription access only section of our website that aligns with the Essential Edition at welltrainedmind.com. So we're really excited to release a short bonus episode to mark this occasion and kind of explain what's going on with these two big releases. We will be back tomorrow with our next full episode of the Well-Trained Mind podcast. So happy listening and have a great day.
Hi, I'm Susan Weisbauer, co-author of The Well-Trained Mind.
And I'm Susanna Jarrett, editor at The Well-Trained Mind Press, and we're talking about education for all parents and for all children in all sorts of settings. And today, we have a bonus little episode for you.
Yay, bonus!
A short introduction to the newest edition of the book, The Well-Trained Mind.
Yeah, and I'm very excited about this because y'all have to realize the first edition of The Well-Trained Mind came out in 1999. Okay, just think about that for a minute. 1999, and that was before the age of the internet. In fact, I know.
You're just crazy. I don't know if I should say this or not, but I was three.
You're so young, Susanna.
I was here, though. I was three.
Hey, listen, I think it was actually the year the book came out. I got my very first email account, which was an AOL.com account. So I still remember when we were doing publicity for that first edition saying to my publicist, oh, and we have a website. And there was this little pause and she said, oh, yes, I guess that's a thing some people are doing now.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, you guys were on the forefront, though, having a website in 1999.
Yeah, we really were.
I'm impressed. So since then, there have been three revisions to the physical book, The Well-Trained Mind. Mm-hmm. And the current edition that is out right now is the fourth edition of The Well-Trained Mind.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that stayed pretty constant. I mean, I guess the caveat would be that in the fourth edition, we did incorporate a lot of additional feedback from classical parents and educators, particularly regarding how STEM subjects are taught. Because I feel in the earlier versions, that was one of the weaker sections of the book, in part because the resources just weren't really there for home educators. But as resources have become more available, we definitely have made not only additions, but also just giving different options for how to approach the STEM subjects and not tying them so tightly to the study of history and literature, which is what we originally did.
Interesting. But aside from that part, even though the core of the book on how to teach classically has stayed mostly the same, we've had to do all of these revisions and additions because each stage and subject has recommendation lists for curricula and supplementary resources that you can use to actually implement the ideas in the book. And those recommendation lists are so useful and valuable to know, okay, I want to homeschool. Where do I start? Here's some great math curricula. Here's some great, you know, English curricula. But resources change really quickly.
Yep.
And the prices change all the time. Books go out of print all the time. Mm-hmm. There are revisions that happen. Anyway, so we've had to keep doing all of these new editions of the book.
Updates, right. And the thing is that I have really appreciated the chance to do updates because the book is over 25 years old now. And that means that we have had so much feedback from parents who have gone all the way through it, sometimes multiple times. So I feel that actually, you know, the fourth edition, the most recent one, that all of the chapters have two parts. There's a how to teach this subject. Here's what your goals are. Here's what your techniques are. And then at the end, there's the list of the books and curricula that you can use to achieve these ends. Those how-to sections, I feel, have been continually just improved and have brought in so much more wisdom. Every once in a while, I'll see somebody like say online or, you know, in a chat group somewhere, well, if you're going to get the Well-Trained Mind, really get the first edition because that was the best. You know, that was like the original before they started recommending all this other stuff. And I always think that's so silly. The first edition was good and it served a lot of people well, but the later editions incorporate so much more wisdom from so many different people teaching different kinds of kids, different subjects. So I really feel like with the fourth edition, those how-to chapters are right where I wanted them to be. You know, there we were able to incorporate, and again, I'll come back to this idea of improving the STEM sections. I am not a STEM educator and neither is my mother. Right. So that is, you know, something that we really needed to draw on the expertise of the homeschooling community. So I love the how-to sections in the fourth edition, but I realized, you know, a couple of years ago that it was time once again to update all of those resource lists. And then I thought to myself, this is silly. Mm. We are still revising this book as though it were 1999. Mm. All of that stuff that changes, which is the resource lists, not the how-to, that needs to go online where it can be dynamic and continually updated. It's just ridiculous that we have prices in the book when those change from year to year, that we can't just drop in a great new phonics program that's come out, that we can't change our science recommendations because something went out of print, which happens a lot, particularly with science resources.
Right. And so here's where we feel really excited and lucky. Susan's publisher, W.W. Norton, who publishes The Well-Trained Mind, we don't publish it here at The Well-Trained Mind Press, just as an FYI, they've given us permission to take all of those recommendation lists out of the physical book and place them on our own online recommendations portal, where we will have the ability to continuously manage them, curate them, and update them. Like you said, I was starting to do some research into some updates of science curriculum a few months ago, and
all the textbooks are out of print.
Right. They were here a few months ago and they're gone now. So this stuff changes so fast. We'll be able to stay on top of that much, much better and have a really beautiful curated, updated list that we manage online.
Right. And so this is going to be at welltrainedmind.com. It's going to, you know, if you go to welltrainedmind.com, you will see the link to this portal. So here's what you need to know about this new edition coming out this spring. It's called The Well-Trained Mind, A Guide to Classical Education at Home, The Essential Edition.
Ooh, and what this good. Is,
yes, right? Well, and so we called it that because I really wanted to get across the idea that this is the handbook for how to teach, what subjects to teach and how to teach them. And that's not going to change, you know, at this point. Mm-hmm. We're going to you've got this handbook. It will tell you how to teach reading, how to teach science, how to have conversations about literature and history with your kid. But it doesn't contain the specific curricula recommendations that so quickly get outdated because we're going to put those online. And that means we won't have to revise the book every 5 years. Yay!
Yay! Which I think is great for us, but it's also great for everyone else who can have this handbook that they know is, you know, everything they need, but also know that when they do get the recommendations online, they're getting the most up-to-date resources.
Exactly. So what you've got to think of then is there's two sections to this. There's the essential edition, and there's the recommendation portal, which will be at welltrainedmind.com. You can just use the essential edition and go pick your own resources. You don't need our recommendations. You can just use our how-to tips. You can ignore the essential edition and just subscribe to our recommendation portal, or you can use both. That's completely up to you. If you use both, what you're basically doing is putting together, you know, what's the equivalent of one of the old editions with both the how-to and the here's what books to choose.
Right. And then to give a little more information on this resource portal, there are so many recommendations that we are currently working on uploading. I know there are thousands of them because I've finished uploading over 2,000 with my own little wrists. And those are all going to be available to you online, organized in ways that are very useful. You can look for logic stage curricula. You can find reading lists that are ordered chronologically. You can find all of that really great, helpful information that were in the recommendation list in the book is all going to be there for you online.
And as in the book, this is not an exhaustive list of available curricula. Okay. Mm-hmm. We curate them. And I think that's a really important word.
Yes.
We don't list every math program. We don't list every history program. That would be totally overwhelming. We do a lot of research and we list what we would think of as sort of the cream of the crop. And for me, those have always been curricula options that combine academic excellence, but also ease of use. That's a really big thing for me because I remember my days of homeschooling four children simultaneously. And there are some great programs out there that require a parent to put so much time and effort into figuring out how to teach it. You know, so that for me, ease of use is big. And then, you know, good price points. We do recommend some expensive programs because for certain families and certain challenges, those might be worth it. But you know, I'm always really mindful of providing some excellent moderately priced options.
Right. And what I love about these resources is that there is that balance of choice and needing to have enough choices to really curate this for your family and tailor it to your family's, you know, dynamics, teaching styles, learning styles, your kids' particular strengths and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. But there's also that curation so that you're not dealing with absolute decision fatigue. I just think about the last homeschool conference I was at. We had a booth right at the opening of this huge conference center. And so moms and dads and families would come in. I remember a few faces I would see, I would talk to them. Then they go all the way around the hall and come back. And just their faces when they came back to talk to me after that were just like, oh, what do I do? There's so many options.
Totally overwhelmed. Exactly.
Totally overwhelmed. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do offer, you know, more than one option, mm-hmm. a variety of options, because we realize that there's no one size fits all curriculum. But what we try to do is include three or four, you know, of curricula that approach the subject from different angles, from different directions, with different methods, so that you do have plenty of choice for your family, but not so much that it's just going to absolutely wipe you out.
Right. And that information within each curricula will explain, like, this math curricula is a little bit more conceptual and works better for this type of learner, or this math curricula is a little bit more procedural. So there's information in there to help you kind of choose what, once you've got the cream of the crop, which ones might be the best for you.
Yes. So, Susanna, when is this portal launching?
So the book and the recommendations portal are both set to launch on April 2nd, 2024.
And if you're listening to this after April 2nd, 2024, then it's already up and waiting for you.
Go check it out.
Go check it out, welltrainmind.com. So, but as we sort of wrap up here, I just want to talk money for a minute. Mm-hmm. So the physical book, the Essential Edition, is going to be $39.95 and the ebook is $19.99. I wish it were priced more cheaply, because I am aware that for that price, you're getting all the how-tos, but you're not getting the specific recommendations. But that is actually standard for a book of the size of the Essential Edition. Mm-hmm. If you're not a publisher, which most of you aren't, you may not be aware how much paper and printing costs have gone up since the pandemic, but that's just a reality. So that is going to be $39.95. It will be the last edition you ever have to buy, so you can keep that in mind. And then we're going to launch the curriculum area with a steep discount. So for right now, it's going to be $12.99 for 1 year of access.
Awesome. And again, just to reiterate before we close out, you don't need to buy the book to purchase the portal. So you can get just the portal if all that you need now is the recommendations. In fact, if you already have the fourth edition of the Well-Trained Mind, the most recent up to this point, you already have most of what's in the Essential Edition. So you can subscribe to just the website if you want our updated recommendations. And that's like a cheaper way of than buying the whole fifth edition, as well as the portal.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure my publisher will love the fact that I'm telling people not to buy the Essential Edition, but it really is true. If you have the fourth edition, then you've already got the how-tos.
And with that, that's our exciting announcement for our bonus episode. Please subscribe, as always, wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can reach us at podcast@welltrainedmind.com. Thanks for listening.